This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock Friday welcomed a decision by Britain's medicines regulator to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said Friday that clinical trial data showed the vaccine was safe and effective in this age group. The United States and the European Union also have approved the Pfizer vaccine for the 12 to 15 age group. Mexican officials said Friday they will use 1 million U.S. doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to inoculate people along the border. The president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, says the vaccines along Mexico's northern border with the United States is part of an effort to fully reopen border crossings, which are currently restricted to essential travel. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has quietly tasked six humanitarian groups with recommending which migrants should be allowed into the United States to pursue asylum, as it faces mounting pressure to lift public health rules and have barred people from seeking protection. The groups will determine who is most vulnerable out of those waiting in Mexico to get into the U.S. The criteria they are using hasn't been made public thus far. Russian President Vladimir Putin is setting a tough tone for his summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking at an economic forum Friday in St. Petersburg, Putin accused Washington of trying to contain Russia's development and cited its response to the deadly January 6 attack on the Capitol as a manifestation of the West's double standards. The Russian leader said arms control, global conflicts, the coronavirus pandemic, and climate change are among the issues he and Biden would discuss at their June 16th summit in Geneva. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presided over a meeting of the ruling party in his first public appearance in about a month and called for a larger political conference to discuss efforts to salvage a decaying economy. Kim said there was a need to correct reflective measures and called for a meeting of the Workers' Party Central Committee to review overall state affairs. While Kim said North Korea was continuing to face challenges, state media did not mention any comments he made toward the United States or South Korea. And Kim's appearance was the first time he showed himself in public since May 6th. North Korea's economy has deteriorated further amid pandemic border closures, which significantly reduced trade with China, its major ally. The U.S. State Department on Friday called on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Cristiana Chamorro, who is being held in her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. Chamorro is a potential presidential candidate in the November 6 elections and the daughter of former President Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by the president, Daniel Ortega, that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. On Tuesday, the government charged Chamorro with money laundering involving financial irregularities related to her mother's Foundation for Reconciliation and Democracy, which she headed. The non-governmental group is named after her mother. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it recalled its Gaza director for consultations. He faced threats over remarks in which she appeared to praise Israel's huge sophistication and carrying out precision strikes during last month's Gaza war. UNRWA, which provides essential health, education, and other services in the territory, said late Thursday that it was seriously concerned about the threats, including a very large protest outside the Gaza headquarters. Facebook announced that former President Donald Trump accounts will be suspended for 2 years. The move freezes Trump's presence on the social network until early 2023, following a finding that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. At the end of the suspension, the company will assess whether Trump's risk to public safety has subsided. Facebook also said it would end a contentious policy that automatically exempted politicians from rules banning hate speech and abuse. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil.